You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is back with me in the studio today, and we're joined on the phone by a couple of friends of the station, Darlene Mazzone and Landy Bryant Green. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Hey.
You are co-chairwomen for the Columbia Club and seem to be generating a great response for an exciting renovation project, bringing back to life a 1927 theater to expand the programming of the Paducah Film Society and the Maiden Alley Cinema in one aspect. Where would you like to begin? Maybe for me it would be nice to know, what's the latest in the fundraising tally, and where are you and where do you need to go, that kind of thing?
Well, I'll start there. We've had a couple of pieces of good news most recently. One was a $25,000 anonymous gift that someone contributed through the Community Foundation of West Kentucky, for which we were very grateful, of course, to get things kick-started. And then just last week, we did hear from a brownfield grant through the state of Kentucky for $50,000 for environmental cleanup. So that's where we are at this point. We've had some donors, you know, who have come along as we've started to get the word out there, but we really haven't had that big push yet because we're waiting for a complete feasibility study to start a full-blown, you know, capital campaign.
The feasibility study will cost how much? I mean, will any of the money you have so far go to that?
Probably. I mean, at this point, you know, we're kind of tallying up our, you know, credits and debits, and I don't know yet exactly what the feasibility study will cost. We, Landy and I, in fact, are going to have a conference call with a woman on Monday that came highly recommended by the architects who've done our concept study. This woman actually ran a theater and coordinated the restoration of a historic theater, got so many calls from people that she was associated with that now she does consulting specifically on those kinds of projects. So we're excited about working with her. She has a great reputation, so we're going to talk to her next week actually to find out, you know, what that total is going to be and what that's going to involve.
At the website, thecolumbiaclub.org, there are some magnificent proposed plans for renovation. Landy, would you describe what the inside would look like?
Absolutely. Currently, on the first floor, there are around 500-600 seats and a very small lobby area. And the proposed plan, and which you can see on the website, would push out the lobby to make it a grander, larger space and make the bottom floor a 300-seat venue, which we would still film would be our driving mission. It would be the same as we do at Maiden Alley Cinema. But we've been, and as you know very well, highlighting live music for the past 4 years. And so we definitely want to make that a big part of it as well. As far as rentals and themed film events and all the things that we do here at Maiden Alley Cinema that a lot of people aren't always aware of and that we can only do in the evening because during the day we're in a shared use space and we can't have access, which is why this kind of all came about. But then the second floor, the balcony, which was made into another screen in the 70s, would be split into two screens. So there would be three venues in that one location, a three-screen art house cinema with live music, comedy, lecture capabilities, all those things that we currently do here, but we just want to do on a grander scale.
You know, it seems to me, Landy, in watching the growth of programming at Maiden Alley Cinema in the last couple of years, that you're kind of busting at the seams.
I am, Kate. It's just so exciting because you get to a point where you just want to do so many things, and we really want to do a lot of outreach with schools and education, and a lot of schools do come here and visit the River Discovery Center, which is a fantastic museum that we're attached to, and they use it during the day for a short film that goes with their exhibit. So they do have school groups that come through their museum and watch that short film, but we can't do things about filmmaking, education in film, and all those things we'd love to do while kids are in school. So that's another aspect of why we want to grow and have our own space that we can utilize and do those things in.
Darlene, paint the picture of the Columbia Theater at its heyday.
Amazing. Landy and I keep taking people in there, and we keep talking about the jaw-dropping experience that people have because primarily that's exactly what happens when folks walk into that theater. Even myself, you know, I grew up here, I went to the movies in the 60s and 70s, and when I went back in the theater, it was amazing to me. And imagine what people think when they walk in and they've never seen the inside. of a really, you know, what we would call a movie palace from that particular time frame. Another really interesting thing for me, I've learned a great deal over the past few months, and one of the things that we learned actually from the consultants, the architectural conceptual people, was that there is a couple of architectural styles here that they think may be unique to the Columbia Theater that they have not seen anywhere else in the country, which is very cool.
Like what?
The Adamesque style was the earliest style of the architecture that was created in 1927. Then later on in the 50s, there were some brothers called the Scorus brothers who obviously were building palaces, movie palaces and theaters around the country, and they came in and changed the style to the swirly, swoopy, you know, grand kind of things that you see in the theater now. And the architect says they don't ever recall seeing these two styles together in one theater such as ours.
What is the state of the theater inside right now?
Well, better than it was a few months ago. We have been in there for the past few months doing just, you know, elbow grease cleanup as we have been able to, particularly in the stage area, because we need to restore the fire screen. There's a beautiful fire screen that has this fabulous landscape of New York City and the Statue of Liberty on it, and we want to save that. Yeah, we want to try and restore and save that. So we've been doing what we can to clean up the stage area and so forth. The building obviously has been empty for a number of years now, since 1987. So there are things that obviously have to be addressed, you know, and many of them. But I have to say still, and Landy will definitely, you know, support this, every time we go in there, I mean, the seats are in amazingly good condition. Lots of the carpet is still in really good condition. You know, it's surprising to us. There, you still get a beautiful sense of the essence of this interior when you go in. It's not so bad, you know, that you don't really get goosebumps when you walk in there.
It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like when you see a great film and you want to show it to somebody else and you love seeing their reaction. I don't know if other people like this, but I love this. It's kind of like every time we take somebody into the Columbia, you get to see it through their eyes again and see how they see it. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
I read that it was the 11th theater in the United States to offer air conditioning?
It was. That was our friend Matt Yeager, who works at the history department in the McCracken County Library. And he's also on the board of Made in LA Cinema. He shared that tidbit with me the other day.
Well, there's some great photographs, too. We, City Good Life Magazine, did a story several years ago on trying, of course, you know, to say it's a landmark and that sort of thing. And there's a great old photograph, I think from probably 40s, it looks like, something like that, where there were some girls in swimsuits sitting on some ice blocks outside the front of the theater, and it was, of course, one of the first air-conditioned buildings in the community. So it was like, come in, see a movie, stay cool. Wear your swimsuit, I guess. I don't know.
The Columbia used to be a gathering spot for the community, didn't it? Sort of a rallying place?
I don't know. Let me ask and answer a question. One, we're trying to gather as much history information as we can. Not a great deal exists, you know, physically. And so one of the things, you know, when you called about talking to us, one of the things we'd love to mention today is that we want the stories. We want people to tell us what they know of it, what they physically remember. We have a lady, Beth Villas, downtown at Ground Floor Shoes, who saw Gone with the Wind in that theater. She's, you know, close to 90. There are so many recollections of things that did happen in that theater. And, yes, to answer your question, I think there was a lot of community events and activities, you know, and those kinds of things. I'm sure it probably played a role in the flood, but we're just discovering all that. We're trying to find all those pieces of history and then pull it all together because we, of course, are definitely going to work on a documentary for the grand opening.
So, you know, Darlene, you're publisher of Paducah Life magazine. Landy, you're director of Maiden Alley Cinema. And yet this seems to be a full-time job, what you're doing with renovating.
It is. Surprisingly to us, it's turned into that, yeah. But, you know, we are, you know, and I have to tell you a quick story, Kate. This is so great. Yesterday I did a little research, just digging around actually on the Internet, and I found that Casey Northcutt had done a story in 2009. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, she says at the end, I thought this was great when I was reading through it, she says at the end about, you know, well, it may remain full of broken seats, you know, and empty until a businessman comes along with a vision. Well, we got two women here, and we definitely have the vision. Well said.
Well, before we go, let's invite our listeners to help. How can listeners help in addition to providing you with stories and photos?
Well, right now they could go to our Facebook page. We try to update that with tidbits and things that are going on and photos, and it's the Columbia Theater, if you look that up on Facebook, and then the ColumbiaClub.org. We have a music video on that homepage that we shot in the theater with the Dirt Daubers, J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers, which was a lot of fun. And then you can see some of the conceptual plans as well. So people can give those ways. They can also, if they want anything mailed to them, they can send an email to Landy@maidenalleycinema.org, and I can mail them some information and a brochure if they want to do it that way as well.
There's also a donate now click.
Absolutely. Let's not forget that. And in addition to that, you know, Kate, we are going to need people. I mean, we are going to be planning events, obviously, and projects along the way, you know, as we begin that fundraising campaign, you know, hopefully maybe later this year. So anybody, in fact, we were already getting these things. Terry Mike Jeffrey's wife emailed me the other day with some of her memories, and apparently, as you mentioned, Kate, there was a Miss Paducah pageant or a Miss McCracken County pageant there because she said she was a part of that back in the 60s. So we want people to bring us, you know, their information, their memories, their stories, but we'd also appreciate their support and their help, you know, because it's going to take a lot of us to do some physical things, obviously, you know, to get this beautiful theater back, you know, to where it once was.
Well, and of course, they can always come see a film or come to an event at Maidenalley Cinema and get information here as well.
There you go.
Of course.
Listen, dynamic duo, thank you for being with us today for the Columbia Club.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Kate.
You're with Murray State's WKMS, also 90.9 WKMD in Madisonville, and 89.5 WKMT, Fulton, Martin, and Union City.